Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for October 19th, 2017. In today's news, a distinctive condo tower is rising in New York's Midtown South, DRACA is relocating its Los Angeles office, and a Brooklyn rail station makeover upsets some riders with disabilities.
A 42-story, 479-foot-tall condominium tower designed by Morris Adjmi Architects, described by New York YIMBY as distinctive and attractive, is rising rapidly in New York City's Midtown South, having reached the 14th floor, according to the publication. Slated for completion by the end of 2019, its address is 30 East 31st Street between Park and Madison Avenues, just south of the Midtown skyscraper plateau. It will contain 41 spacious, full-floor condominiums. The facade features concrete columns that have an almost Art Deco look, set in glass. Eckstein Development is behind the project.
DRACA Elevator is moving its Los Angeles area warehouse sales office. The new address is 6161 Randolph Street, Commerce, California, 90040. The phone number remains the same at 323-888-2325 or toll-free at 877-888-0765.
With the completion of a six-month renovation project, the Metropolitan Transit Authority, or MTA, has reopened its Bay Ridge Avenue station in Brooklyn, New York, according to Curbed New York. The station, on the subway system's R line, was among the first of 30 stations being upgraded as part of a $72 million project. Upgrades at the station included new platform edges, granite floors, LED lights, new benches, charging stations for electronics, and artwork. While some riders praised the makeover, MTA was criticized for not adding elevators to address accessibility issues at the station. However, the R lines 59th Street, 77th Street, and Bay Ridge 95th Street stations are also being redesigned, and those will receive elevators.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.